evening. I am very excited and also honored to introduce Jeribu Hill. Ms. Hill is a civil and human rights attorney and community organizer. She is the founder and executive director of the Mississippi Workers Center for Human Rights. Jeribu is an author and an international spokesperson on civil and human rights topics, a former safety and health specialist with NYCOSH. Ms. Hill advocates for safe workplaces and humane treatment of workers in Mississippi. Through her organization, Attorney Hill has provided legal representation and advocacy for hundreds of workers in the state. Hill and the center have successfully joined with Mississippi workers to improve workplace conditions and force employers to adopt and enforce policies against racial harassment and all forms of discrimination. Joining workers in their fight against workplace human rights abuses is at the very core of this work. To date, the center has successfully represented victims of workplace sexual and race harassment and retaliation and joined with workers to provide trainings and listening sessions as well. Jeribu is a former Skadden Fellow and a 2020 recipient of the American Public Health Association's OHS Section Tony Mazzocchi Award. Please join me in welcoming Jeribu Hill.
Thank you so much. Good evening, brothers and sisters, comrades. Thank you, Heather, for the introduction. As we're coming to the end of Worker Memorial Week and Worker Memorial Day, which was celebrated on April 28th of this week, we remember those who died while trying to make a living. I ask you for a brief moment just to pause and reflect on and remember those who gave their lives while trying to make a living. Thank you, and in their names, may we continue the fight so that no one has to die to make a living. I want to thank my brother Willie Terry for making it possible for me to join you on screen this evening. Willie and I go back a long way. We've been comrades for many years, and I honor and appreciate his work in the movement for the freedom and safety and dignity of the working class. I also want to thank everyone who is going to be presenting and all of the comments that are going to be made even before they're made. The participation and the conversation that we're going to have is so critical, so important, especially in these times. And so I bring you greetings from the Mississippi Workers Center for Human Rights, where since 1996, we have been laboring in the vineyard, fighting alongside workers for their dignity and safety on the job. This coming December 30th will mark our 25th anniversary of doing work in the state of Mississippi, most of those years in the Mississippi Delta, where 43 to 50% of the population resides in abject poverty, where a state where less than 5% of all workers belong to unions or any organizations that would protect their rights on the job. Which way forward for the working class movement? This is a question for any 21st century worker organizing project. May Day, a time to rededicate ourselves to centering the will and wants of the sufferers, the working poor, the unorganized. The holiday established to advance a socialist movement led by the working class. Surely, the struggles that Heather has already highlighted brought about significant righteous reforms, such as the 8-hour day and higher wages, and an end to some of the most abusive and horrific workplace conditions. All of these reforms were necessary and needed and provided some relief for the working poor. Many courageous battles were fought against greedy bosses, goon squads, union busters, and police. These battles provided the fervor needed to build the movement. But today, the U.S. labor movement is in a perpetually stagnant position, with less than 20% of all workers organized into unions. There is no independent labor movement led by the working class. Top-down white male-led unions, often steeped in the right-wing politics, still represent the dominant pools of leadership in the traditional labor movement. These dismal statistics continue to provide a sobering reality for the U.S. labor movement. After decades of widespread exploitation and denial of labor and human rights, the working class is left to fend for itself. Grinding low wages, cyclical poverty, retaliation, inhumane living and learning and working conditions illustrate the urgent need for labor to rise to the occasion and launch robust campaigns aimed at building worker power. Worker power means those who urgently need to get relief from the indignities of low-wage, dangerous jobs get the support they need to build from where they are. It is not a feasible plan to wait until every worker is organized into a union, though we believe that must be the ultimate goal. It is not a feasible plan to continue to promote stale and unworkable models of leadership. Clearly, these models do not reflect the 21st century face of the working class. Clearly, these models are steeped in white supremacy and capitalism, and they are beyond obsolete. These models are not new. They have been there since the beginning of organized labor and before. As long as U.S. labor remains tied to the system of capitalism and white supremacy, it will never be a worker-centered formation. As long as it remains tied to the political parties of the rich, it will never meet the needs of the sufferers. It is way past time for there to be a resurgence of more than a conversation, but a movement to establish a labor party in the richest country in the world, the most highly industrialized country in the world. Yet, you can see small developing countries with parliaments that have a labor party. And here in the United States, we have no such expression that would articulate the just demands of the working class. A party that will not bow down to the will of those who have always betrayed us. If we face the truth and get past our own subjective disappointments, we will acknowledge there has never been a time when workers and their families have been able to live a quality life under the Democrats or the Republicans, or under the system from which they are spawned, capitalism. Instead of building worker power and striking blows at the systems that crush that power, organized labor has consistently urged its members to put their faith, trust, hopes, and dreams in the Democratic Party, often employing the lesser of two evil standard. Labor leaders appeal to their members to vote Democrat. They deliver the votes of the sufferers into the hands of the same forces who time and time again have put profit before their needs. What was eliminated from the stimulus package as a compromise, as a way to make the package more attractive to Republicans and conservative Democrats? The $15 wage, the living wage of $15 proposal was pulled from the stimulus package. The timing was wrong. It will be introduced at a later date. When? We should not accept these life-crushing compromises. We must demand accountability. We must offer alternatives to our people. We must be the ones to, we must not be the ones to sell anti-worker concessions. We must join with workers to build anti-capitalist models. We must not cooperate with an anti-worker system to give comfort and ease to corporate bosses and lying politicians.